All right. As promised, our next guest. But let me explain the story. Right now, in Spain, there's a chef exploring some ways to probably implode a bulb of garlic or emulsify fresh pomegranate juice to combine the two into a dessert.
Mm.
All right, I actually made that up. But at last year's International Gastronomy Summit in Madrid, Spain, one chef turned olive oil and gold dust into dense balls using liquid nitrogen. See, I wasn't that far off. The summit is called Madrid Fusion. It's a hallowed, emulsified ground where food meets science and the world's most daring chefs meet to reveal their newest creations. You have to kind of think of it as fashion week for food. Anya von Bremzen is the author of The New Spanish Table. She is attending. She's on the phone to tell us what she's seeing, maybe even tasting. Hi, Anya.
Hi.
So who attends Madrid Fusion and really what is the purpose of it?
Well, it's a purpose, first of all, for chefs to exchange ideas. Mm. And, you know, this was something that the Spanish new cuisine has contributed. It used to be you would go to Italy and a chef from Sicily had no idea what a chef from Milan was doing. You know, everyone was kind of disconnected, zealously guarding their recipes, not revealing their techniques. And the Spanish, you know, out comes this guy, Ferran Adrià, you know, who is... been called, you know, the Salvador Dali of cuisine and the most important innovator on the planet by, you know, all kinds of publications. And he says, look, you know, I'm inventing all these things and I want everyone to know about it. And they created this concept of an open kitchen where, you know, one chef invents something, everybody knows about it. And they started doing these conferences, you know, first for Spanish chefs, and then it went international. And it's really tremendous. You know, I'm talking to Italians, and a chef from Naples meets a chef from Milan in Spain at these congresses, you know. And
the gentleman you mentioned, Ferran Adrià, is a lot of people might remember him. He's sort of known as the gentleman who came up with this concept of foam food as one of the very original.
He was making a joke during the presentation. He says, well, you know, it's something I invented 13 years ago and people are still branding me as Mr. Foam.
But I think people, it's a good example of how far to the limits and how creative people are being with the food products. What creative and unbelievable stuff have you seen so far this year?
There's been a lot of just fascinating stuff, you know. I just came from a talk about grilling, and they're using, you know, olive pits for the coal. I mean, it's sustainable.
Hmm.
It tastes much better. You know, why use, you know, banal coal? You know, so they're kind of transferring olive pits into coal for grilling. You know, this is a very big thing. You know, all liquid nitrogen is very big. One chef, Kike da Costa from Poblet restaurant, created this unbelievable composition, you know, by dipping a ladle into an essence of seaweed, you know, and then peeling it off, and it came off as a shell, and he covered, you know, a plate of seafood with it, you know, and it looked like some kind of prehistoric rock from the bottom of the ocean. It was unbelievable. But we're seeing lots of liquid nitrogen. Ferran Adrià made a risotto out of blackberries. You dip a blackberry into liquid nitrogen. And for those who don't know, liquid nitrogen is a substance that freezes things really quickly, much stronger than real, you know, than a freezer.
I understand they also take very mundane ingredients, something like sugar, and turn it into something exotic. Explain what they've been doing with sugar.
Sugar has been very big. All kinds of converted sugars like isomalt. They're studying the composition of sugar. I just, again, came out of a talk where Catalan chefs from a place called Celler de Can Roca, they made a Japanese Zen garden out of mint sugar. You know, they made a whole kind of design like a sand garden.
Wow.
And they dotted it with all kinds of pieces of citrusy gelatins, and there was other sugar flourishes. And they believe it wasn't just about sugar. They believe that, and they worked, you know, with scientists, that, you know, certain flavors provoke certain emotions, and they discovered that citrus provokes happiness.
Anya,
so
quickly,
that is augmented with a vaporizer. They kind of spray citrus she threw vapors onto the table. It was just an unbelievable looking and tasting thing. But if you look at it, you know, the mint sugar, they created the Japanese scent garden out of it.
And hey, Anya, would you stay on the phone for just a few more minutes? We have a couple of more questions, but we need to take a quick break. We're talking to Anya von Bremsen at Madrid Fusion, the International Gastronomy Summit. She's the author of The New Spanish Table. We'll hear a little bit more about these fanciful foods that could come to a restaurant near you. Stay with us here on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're back here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, having a conversation with Anya von Bremsen. She is at Madrid Fusion. It's this huge food summit in Madrid, Spain. And Anya, we know you have to go, but Teray had one question for you.
Anya, I want to know, is this changing, or does this every year function event change what we get in restaurants, and how soon might we see some of these things?
Well, very soon, you know, it's the same thing as a fashion week in Milan or in Paris. You know, you're seeing this prêt-à-porter, you know, certain ideas. I mean, it's full of young chefs from all over the world who are taking notes and saying, oh, this is cool, you know, this I can do in my kitchen, you know. So you might be seeing liquid nitrogen. Also, you know, they're introducing new countries. For instance, this year's sensations are chefs from Scandinavia who have appropriated some of these ideas, went back to Scandinavia, combined it with, like, you know, the wild ingredients that they're cooking with, and now they're presenting it back. So there's a lot of interaction between high and low, and you will certainly be seeing this at tapas bars all over Spain, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, tapas bars owners, you know, they say, oh yes, great, I can cook fish, you know, to 115 degrees. So, you know, not all of it is very high tech. You know, there's some simple tricks that, you know, you can maybe even do at home one day.
Food journalist Anya von Bremsen joins us from Madrid Fusion. Thanks, Anya.
Pleasure.
So I guess we can see calcium chloride caviar membrane. Yes, that is something that was featured at Madrid Fusion. Yeah, that'll beat your local drive-thru anytime soon. Hey, here's Rachel Martin with some news.